I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Stick around to learn how drought, food shortages, and hurricanes point to God's hope in Haiti. Plus, prayer warriors, get ready. There's an October event that you need to know about. Our first story, hurricane season is underway in North America. The latest report calls for an above-normal season with 10 to 17 named hurricanes expected between now and November. That's all bad news for Haiti. The disaster-prone nation is already struggling to recover from a year-long drought and food shortages. AMG International's Bill Passon says hurricane season will bring much-needed rain.
But it doesn't help in the short term, which is the crops being down. Many people who may have been dependent on their own crops for their own food need some help. The byproduct of that is that everything costs more. So people that already struggle, meeting their basic needs now have to pay more for the staples of life.
AMG International installs and fixes wells in Grand-Bassam, Haiti, so people can get water. They also deliver food aid and the bread of life.
When you meet people in desperate situations, one of the things that's easy to do is to lose hope. And we know as believers and Christians that we have an ultimate hope because of what Christ has done on the cross. And if we put our faith in him, then we can never be hopeless. And so we share that hope as we share with them the things to meet their physical needs. Our partners there have the compassion for their neighbors, and so they're from the community. They've seen the effects of sin, and they also know that they need the living water. They need the hope of Jesus Christ.
If you're interested in helping, we can connect you at our website.
And we would definitely leverage those funds to meet physical needs, but also to share about who Christ is.
Next, there are many reasons why some people groups learn orally, but many of them have at least one thing in common: limited access to technology. So is it really a good idea to introduce technology into those environments? Ed Weaver of Spoken Worldwide says that with wisdom, tech solutions can be crucial to telling the gospel story. Traditionally, reaching oral learners means focusing on storytelling, but Spoken has a different approach.
The downside of that, though, if you're not using technology, is that you might end up having the story or the message changed and adjusted and modified over time.
Instead, Spoken carefully introduces audio players into oral learning communities. As a result, the gospel message doesn't shift over time and study groups can form more quickly. They're also working with local leaders, so their decisions are guided by the communities to whom they're reaching out.
Over time, we have tried to take the focus off of technology and say what's really recorded on the technology is the most important thing, the information about the Word of God.
Pray for continued wisdom and discernment for Spoken's teams as they pursue tech solutions in the field. And August is already halfway over. This means Sat7, a satellite television ministry to the Middle East and North Africa, is inching closer to its Week of Prayer event. Sat7's Week of Prayer will run October 20th through the 27th, and this year's theme centers around hope for the future. The name, Dare to Dream. Sat7 USA's Vice President for Ministry Partnerships, Dennis Weens, tells us,
Dare to Dream is to dream of a better life, dream of education, dream of having a secure job, but also dream of being free to worship and dream of a church where you can have fellowship and worship and grow in your spiritual life. And so we dare as a staff to make the gospel available to everybody in the Middle East and North Africa.
The Week of Prayer event also helps to raise awareness of what's happening in the region beyond the stories in the media.
People really genuinely want to help, but a lot of times don't know how to help. I think one place to start is prayer. Just start praying about what you're hearing in the news. Start praying and then be sensitive as the Holy Spirit leads you. As you pray, God will lead you.
Get connected with Sat7's Week of Prayer at missionnews.org. And thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. The deaf have long been ignored and overlooked. In fact, they're one of the largest unreached people groups in the world. But this month, Deaf Bible Society offers a special guide to advocate bringing the gospel to the deaf in their unique sign languages, and they're inviting you to make an eternal difference. If this moves you, we can connect you. Look for the banner ad at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.